Poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Poop and pee.
Did you ever see Wayne's World?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I love
Wayne's
World.
You're nodding your head. Fucking Wayne's World 2.
Guys are counting. Wayne's World 2 is a great movie.
No!
It is like a fantastic movie.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What don't you like about it?
Because it's a carbon copy. It follows the Austin Powers postulate, where it's a carbon copy of the previous movie with no.
That's what most sequels are,
and that's what comedy sequels are. And would you rather have gone off the rails like fucking Anchorman 2?
Oh,
or would it?
Oh yeah, that movie
that was the worst sequel.
That and Hot Tub Time Machine 2 was really really bad too.
I didn't even watch
that
one.
I didn't see that one either.
They're like John Cusack wasn't even in it.
Yeah,
and it was. Way off the rails. You know a movie everybody swears by is like a really, really good comedy sequel? I like don't think I've ever really watched it in full is Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
Dude,
yeah, that's a good one.
I think Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey is better than Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
it's hilarious and it's dark as shit.
That's the one with death, right?
Yeah, it's death where they're playing board games against death.
Yeah.
For their soul. And he keeps up in the ante, and then there's aliens and heaven and shit. Like it's they go like they become go like they get killed,
right.
get like murdered and go into their dad's bodies. Like there's so many really funny scenes in that movie.
They're
in a whirl.
They're making
it's worth it. Get high and watch it. You'll have a good time.
Can't get high.
Oh, you can't get high.
Can't get high.
Well, just watch it because you'll still enjoy it because it's that good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I just watched The Master on Saturday.
Oh, I never saw that.
Never saw that either.
It's super slow.
I saw the Ruth Bader Ginsburg movie.
Oof.
It was a good movie, but my God, what a fucking stupid country we live in.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the world,
I mean,
though.
Would ever put a woman on the Supreme Court? I mean,
based
I
on your facial hair right now, it looks like you believe what you're saying.
Listen. Just because I need to cover my weak chin doesn't mean you can. I call myself Brett Favre because I'm a gunslinger, bitch. And I have a small penis. yeah, it's fucking. I had to get rid of the. I was getting like food caught in it all the time. And I was like working in an office.
Why did you have to go Civil War cavalry?
Because
Italian leader.
I don't know. Because I look more. I look like when Benicio del Toro is in between roles.
Is that true?
I don't know. And they
feel like
grow the weird facial hair.
You look like Crispin Glover trying to get a role.
Fair. I looked like Colin Farrell in Minority Report the other day because I was wearing the same thing, and I was like, oh, wait.
No, that's not good. Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, yeah, so I saw that movie. And yeah, in the 50s where they're like, should women, men and women have the same rights? And like, or it's in the 70s. It's in the 70s, but it's 50 years ago. And they're like, oh, doesn't seem like they need to. Yeah. They just got to stay home. And it's crazy that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
This whole women's rights thing.
Well, civil rights wasn't that fucking long ago.
No, it wasn't. No, that was like this around the same time, basically.
There's a fucking people alive from then.
Yeah, a lot.
I don't.
It's just weird, though. It's just weird. But, like, what they were fighting for is so different than what I feel like people are fighting for now. Like, there's some people that are, like, fighting for
trans.
Their rights. No, not trans. Like, I'm talking about, like that's a fight that I think makes more sense than just, like, women just trying, like, just being complete assholes and, like, hating men and, like, like all that shit. I'm like, well, you're kind of not getting the whole equality thing. You're just trying to take over.
Here, you know what's the weirdest subsect of like woke people is TERFs. Have you ever heard of that? Like
no.
Trans exclusive feminist something. It's like feminists that are like really against trans people for some reason because they're not real women. Which is like fucking the most fucked up thing.
That's
you know what I mean? Like
insane.
You're all fighting for like the same like
yeah.
That's the fucking line you want to die. Like the weirdest, like basically the Hillary Clinton supporters of the world that are still fucking fighting carrying the torch for the Hill Rod in 2019. You know, the extremely online people that are like all like that.
The loud and,
yeah. Yeah. I I don't know, man. Like the fucking State of the Union's tonight.
Oh yeah, that starts in like a few minutes.
Yeah, it's so wild to me that like I was telling Brian before you got here, we had CNN on, and like all those people are just like acting like, well, could this be his Ronald Reagan moment? As if he's not like a fucking wigged Pizza Hut spokesman with dementia
right.
for the past 30 years. Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
are we gonna do the show during it? Are we gonna turn it on?
Oh yeah, we can turn it on. I turned it on at a Cavs game.
Yeah,
that's more interesting. We were watching wrestling before.
Yeah.
Again, Sheamus sucks. We didn't even see Sheamus. Where's my fucking remote?
You know what I think has to go? You know, I'm all for equality and everything like that. So I think that the idea of women slapping men if they hear something they don't like.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Absolutely has to go.
That's assault.
You're not allowed to lay hands on anybody.
Right.
And I feel like it is very, very likely for if you say something offensive to a woman that her first instinct is just swing. And that's not okay.
No, I agree.
And nobody talks about that. And if a woman just slaps a guy across the face,
he's supposed to just be okay with it.
Take it, yeah.
Yeah.
And if a man,
I mean, I don't know how many instances I found myself in where I would be.
You've never been slapped across the face by a woman?
No,
before?
No. What the fuck are you talking about? Is that a regular occurrence for you?
Yeah, I've been slapped across the face by a woman.
What'd you say?
I mean, like my mom's done it, and then.
Well, your mom's allowed to.
Yeah, you shouldn't have called her.
All right, here. Let's add a thing to the rule. If you've been her pussy, she gets one.
That's fair.
If she made you, she gets three.
I've been like slapped across like the arm and the chest by girlfriends. I don't remember exactly what I said, but it wasn't even that bad. Like I've never really.
Yeah, they deserve it. I agree.
I've never said hurtful things. I'm not that kind of guy. Like I don't say hurtful things, even as you know, before, after, during a breakup. Like I never will call you a bitch, a slut, a whore. I'll never do any of that. I'll never bring up shitty things from your past, but I've said, like, you know.
Baby, I use the soft A, not the hard R.
I've seen friends get slapped across the face by their girlfriend for saying things they didn't like.
I feel like there's a certain subset of people, though, that they use that as, like, sex fuel. Like, that's, like, and then there's just, like, angry people that have no boundaries, and they think it's okay to hit people.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't hit people. That's a pretty easy one.
Unless they deserve it.
I mean, unless it's like if you're trying to protect yourself, that's one thing. But
Sean
if someone's.
Connery thinks you should be able to just. Sean slap Connery.
Who does?
You should be Sean able to Connery slap a woman across the face. Fucking.
Well, that was, a long time ago. Does he still feel that way?
I'm sure. He's 90 years old and Scottish. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he feels the same way. Punch the keys, Jamal. Yash, you're the man now, dog.
Did you hear the, what's his, who's the guy? The
Smiley?
Taken guy.
Oh, Liam Neeson, yes! What the fuck, man?
It's such a weird thing to bring up in a casual interview.
Yeah, all I saw was, like, people making fun of it on Twitter, where it was, like, literally nobody. And it's like, and it said, Liam Neeson, I almost committed a racial murder.
And it's, like, if you give it the context of this movie that he's in is about revenge, and he's trying to talk about, like, the one time he felt enough anger to commit a revengeful murder. He talks about – do you know the story?
No.
Okay, so he's doing this interview, and he's talking about – he's like, I had a friend, and she was raped. And I asked, do you know who it was? And she said, no. And I asked, do you know what he looked like? Do you know what color he was? And she said he was black. And for about a week, I walked around with a kosh, which is like a stick, like a nightclub, waiting for someone to come out of a pub, hoping that like a black bastard would start a fight with me so I could kill him. And then after a week, right. And then he's like, and that week later, I decided week and a half, I was like, this is crazy. I can't do this. But he was just, you know, he was mad about that, and he realized the error of his ways. But a casual like movie, like this is not
fodder and a half.
Yes,
it's
yes.
not like a fucking.
It's a movie that's coming out in February. Yeah,
exactly.
It's not a heavy movie. It's like a kind of a like. I mean,
it's
like
dark comedy.
Dark comedy, yeah. And he's like, yeah. So
I almost murdered a black person just because my friend was raped by a black person without any evidence. Yeah. And then he saw this, and he calls him a black bastard. And I guess he like threw up like quotes because that's like what he was thinking then. Not, you know, but
still
just hilarious.
Maybe not. Maybe keep that one to yourself.
Yeah, though, just not a story you need to tell. But also, like, I so get the idea of what he was trying to. You should stop.
I hate that. That wasn't comfortable either.
Well, flip the thing back.
I'm just gonna lounge.
the sentiment is that he had a bad idea and he didn't do it, and he like people change.
Sure,
like that's the idea, but you're just having a casual, fun conversation on a movie, and then you say something that is probably going to derail your career.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's not go that far. James Franco still gets work, and wasn't he just Me Too'd like less than a calendar year ago?
I believe it was a Scottish girl, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, no.
She was like 17.
Yeah, no, we did a whole. James Franco, would you like to see my Ginny? I forgot about that.
When people say you can't make jokes about things,
no,
I would like to
do
use
it all,
this.
Do it all in a heavy Scottish accent.
Yeah, there you go.
2,753 tortured souls died in the Twin Towers. It's hilarious.
You know what I watched last night is I Need You to Kill.
I don't know what that is.
It is the
documentary. Oh, I watched that one.
Of Tom Segura, Chad Daniels, and Pete Lee going over to like Hong Kong and Singapore to do some of their comedy shows over there.
Mm-hmm.
And
like Asian countries where like stand-up is super new.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Super, super new. And it was hilarious. Chad Daniels is amazing.
Chad Daniels is so fucking funny. And Tom Segura, so like they're all doing these different sets. And so they don't really know each other, but they're getting to know each other pretty well on the mm-hmm. trip. And so they start to like Tom Segura, they show him like listening to his old bits because like his newer stuff is too like it's too much for these right. like remedial yeah, yeah. audiences.
He bought his old album on iTunes to re-listen to his old jokes.
Yeah, so funny. And then everyone's doing all their jokes, and so everybody kind of gets like their openers and whatever. And they do this last show, and it's in this casino, which apparently I listened to an interview with the director on Tom Segura's show on a.
Weinstein.
Yeah, Weinstein. And they're talking about how, like, there was, like, a huge, like, Chinese gangster at that casino show.
Was there?
Yeah. And they, like, made jokes, and then they're like, no, 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 make those jokes. Don't do those jokes. You don't do those jokes here. Like, they had to, like, cut it out of the movie. And like,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, it was pretty, like, serious. And they didn't get, like, that far, but they're just like, don't do that.
Right.
Yeah, like,
well,
shut
what
that
was
down.
Hilarious was at that final show. Yeah. So, like, you know, they had gotten kind of their sets down, the shit they were comfortable with. And Pete Lee had, like, a bunch of different parts in this movie continuing to go on about his, like, pop or moment or whatever. Like, that first 2 minutes within the, like, to get people to like him. And so he just kept kind of toying with it, and that was what he was kind of obsessing over. And then in the final show, Segura goes up first. And he does both Chad Daniels' first bit and Pete Lee's first bit. And then goes on into his shit.
So they're completely fucked. Yeah.
It was so fucking funny. And Pete Lee, like, was so mad about it.
Yeah.
Chad Daniels
thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, he goes, I thought that was really funny. And then I saw how much Pete Lee hated it, and I thought it was really funny. Chad Daniels was hysterical in that, though. He, like, they were in Singapore, the two Pakistani guys up front. He goes, tomorrow's 9/11, so happy 9/11 to you two guys. One guy goes, yeah, I didn't do it. He goes, no fucking shit, you didn't do it. You're here. Didn't see anybody popping out in parachutes before the planes hit.
They get suits made and stuff. Like, and they, yeah. like, it's on Amazon. It's worth watching.
It's on Prime.
Yeah. It's a
oh,
good
I have Prime. I'll talk and check that
yeah,
out.
Give it a shot.
It's a good watch.
I enjoyed that very much.
That was a good one. And then what was the scene? Like, was it Chad Daniels that just, like, ran down across a highway? It ran down that, like, it was, like, a hill.
I don't remember that.
There was, like, a weird part.
Maybe
where
I was getting pudding at that point.
Oh, they were, like, he, like, ran down this, it's, like, a grassy knoll down towards, like, a really busy road and then like stopped right in front of the road or something. It just was like a really uncomfortable moment. And Tom Segura was just like, he's a very crazy person.
I liked all the Singapore rules.
Oh man,
because they like you don't really even have free speech or even anything close in Singapore except for stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying somehow that operated like even like plays like theaters, they had to submit the scripts to get rated, but stand-up comedy remained untouched.
Mm-hmm.
And so like they just went up there, and all of them were just going after all the rules because like you'll do some serious jail time if you litter.
Yeah, right, right,
and
right.
And then, like, but as it looks soon really as you nice. Get in the country, there's fucking warnings saying that drug traffickers will be killed.
Yeah.
That's what fucking Duterte.
Duterte in the Philippines. They've had that rule for a long time in the Philippines, but they just aren't as strict with it.
Yeah. Until recently, right? Fucking Brian just said about eating pudding, and it reminded me of this story. Do you know Steve Croft? He's on 60 Minutes. I'm Steve Croft.
Yeah, yeah.
A few years ago, he was exposed at a nasty affair where they with a young lady, and this is like a 65-year-old guy, right? Miss you and all that goes with it, especially my favorite tastes and colors. Pink and brown.
I remember that. I remember that.
Wait. It gets better. Working late. Just ordered out. Would rather be eating your pudding.
Do you think he meant to say pudding or did he... Did it autocorrect?
No, that's funny too. But I think it's hilarious. No, he's 69. Yeah. He was 69 years old.
That's Dave Herron. One of his main pickup lines is to call a girl a juicy little pudding. Why aren't you a juicy little pudding? That's he got amazing. That from the show C-Lab 2021.
Oh, man. I don't know. Old dudes are still fucking horny, right?
Oh, yeah. They're incredibly horny.
Especially with drugs right now.
Yeah, now you can do stuff about it.
I'm fucking 31. I don't give a fuck about fucking anymore. I can't imagine being like 70 and fucking still wanting to get your dick wet.
Well, you got to get that pudding.
Because you're not old enough to have that problem.
I've had done everything that I've ever wanted to do tenfold. Like, I'm cool. Like,
you sure are cool.
You're so cool, bro.
I mean,
you are
cool
wearing a leather jacket right now.
Cool guy. I've done everything. All of it. 10 times.
I have.
I've seen the world.
I have. I'm
sexually.
I'm the Alexander the Great. Alexander
Look
the,
at the way
slightly
he's
above
out.
Average.
All right. I have a theory. One, I think Donald Trump's been wearing Spanx.
That's a good one. You guys should have fucking clapped me for that.
Oh,
one.
Sorry. I was looking at Donald Trump waddling out. Like, he came out and, like, he was like, walking on his heels in a weird way.
Yes, he stands fucking weird as shit. Yeah. He stands like the penguin. Like
yeah,
Danny
he
DeVito.
Does that. Like,
he's very self-conscious about his weight, so maybe he is.
I bet he's wearing Spanx because he is definitely, like, you know he's not doing anything to lose weight.
Oh, no,
I
not
think
at
he's
all.
Wearing, like, a bodysuit under there.
He's a lizard person.
He takes those diet pills. That's yeah. Rogan always, like, that's his big theory on why he's
That's true. Crazy. Uma.
Fen.
Yeah.
Go.
And, like... You're only supposed to take it for a very short amount of time. He's apparently been on it for like 9 years.
Yeah, there's been several like corroborating accounts of
aggression,
him.
Aggression, delusion, yes. All these things are common side effects.
Look at that hair. I don't even know. How is his hair? I know this is like beaten to death, but how the fuck is that hair structurally possible? Like, where's it coming out of?
The side,
and it's all like.
But it can't.
Do
you know how long? Like he has to.
It's very long.
Yeah. It's
Haven't you ever seen the wind blow when it like blows around and it's like super long and like it swoops forward and then placed on top of his head. It's.
But it's so wispy. He's also like a never nude, which is hilarious too.
Is he right?
Yes, yes, and he's afraid of
what
stairs.
Makes you say
like
he's
such.
Nude?
He fucking sleeps in that suit, dude. Can you imagine him fucking wearing anything but that fucking suit?
Yeah, well, there's that picture of him wearing the tennis uniform.
Yeah, 35 years ago.
No, that's not that long ago.
It's long enough where fucking... But look at him. Look at what a big fucking mongoloid weirdo he is. He's so... Beyond everything, he's the weirdest fucking dude that's ever existed, man. Like, he fucking... he doesn't eat like fruit. Remember when he believed that like he doesn't exercise? This was true that came out. He doesn't exercise because he believes that the body has a finite amount of like, energy.
Yeah.
Like, what a... Well,
let's hear him.
I guess this might be, yeah, a little older. But, like, yeah, him in this tennis...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's great. Like, that's, you can see his visible panty line.
Panty line?
So that diaper butt?
I mean, this whole spectacle is just, like, gross on so many levels.
Well, they always do this.
I know, but, like, I just mean that everybody pretending... This is what, like, this is what the fall of... What's that?
Are you on my cord?
Oh, yes. This is, like, the fucking... What the fall of Rome was, you know what I mean? Everybody... Seriously, everybody knew it was a farce and, like, a spectacle. Like, Caligula, you know what I mean? Like, they were... Everybody knew it was a sham. The fucking leader was, like, fucking horses and shit like that. And everybody knew it was on the... And, like...
Getting fucked or fucking?
I think both, like, I mean, once you give, you got to receive if you're fucking a horse, right?
Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen.
Is this etiquette or?
Listen, you and an equine fucking put on some Sade.
Who's that? Their name's, someone.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, mister, I don't even like sex anymore.
I mean, I'll look.
I've done everything from here to Timbuktu.
from Timbuktu to Lake Titicaca. Oh, man.
Titicaca, the early name for a Cleveland steamer.
Do you guys remember the show The PJs?
Yeah, I never watched it, but I know it.
That show was hilarious, dude.
I never watched it.
It was really funny. But, like, I remember there's this sticks in my mind from, like, middle school when it was on. But, like, Eddie Murphy's character was like, Lake Titicaca, we used to call it Lake Booby Poo Poo. That's been seared into my memory.
Is it Native Americans that we use their words for, like, everywhere?
Sure, yeah, I would imagine. Well,
wouldn't that be kind of shitty to we took the land and then we're just like, yeah, we like that word you used. This is the Cuyahoga River. Indian stuff. The entire state of Wisconsin, nothing but Indian words.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, to the victors go the spoils, bitch.
I think that is worse than Cleveland Indians or Atlanta Braves. Probably not worse than Redskins.
I mean, probably not. Yeah, not as, but like, the state slogan of Wisconsin isn't that's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
like
fun to do.
Taking the land from them
and then naming it after them.
So yeah, would you rather?
Just such a slap in the face.
At least they're a state. They're regal, not the Atlanta fucking Braves. Mm. Like, you had the best pitchers of all time and only won one World Series.
Better than fucking like Kentucky.
David Justice was the shit. And
this is the thing with the State of the Union that makes me crazy is like all the standing and applauding that they
so
do.
Weird. It's like a Def Jam show. Yeah.
He's wearing about the same cut of a suit as fucking Cedric
the
Entertainer.
Mic on stand, started like pacing back and forth, doing like Bernie Mac shtick.
The running theory is that he also needs glasses because look at him squint.
Quack.
Shucky ducky. Shucky ducky, quack, pappy. Quack. Fucking, that fucking disturbs me more than anything else when it is like eyes pucker into little mouths when he's squinting at a fucking teleprompter. Like, just get glasses, dude. You're ugly as fuck anyways. Who can imagine? If you're, like, 70-year-olds aren't supposed to give a fuck what they look like, you know what I mean?
Protest to wear all the white?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Some fucking fucked up neoliberal... handmade tale.
He brought in a little kid that has the last name Trump.
Yeah.
He was getting bullied. Yeah.
Double so now, bitch. Yeah. I'd push that little fucking bitch down on the playground the minute he got off the fucking plane.
He got off the plane onto
He's a fucking narc. He fucking narked on his classmates to the fucking president. Like, that's the fucking biggest narc that you could possibly fucking be.
He went over a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus Christ.
Do you think that's something that they sought out, too? They're like, there's got to be some kid.
Yes,
out there.
100%.
Yeah, like, there's got to be a kid out
it's
there.
Like, you monsters would. Yes, because they're because anybody making fun of it, they'll go on the news tomorrow and say, I can't. Yes, it's a child. So much for tolerant liberals. Like, get the fuck out of here. Please, Vladimir, send the fucking nukes right now. Just Mars attacks this shit. That's true.
And your roof just got fixed. Come on.
Yeah, but I get fucked out of some shit. Fuck you, Universal Windows Direct. I don't care if you're a fucking sponsor. Okay, good. Fuck you. Fuck you. Anybody listening to this, write a fucking letter to Universal Windows Direct because they're fucked and they better give me my fucking service that I fucking paid for. Fuck you.
Why? What's going on?
They fucked me out of a fucking vinyl soffit on my the underside of my roof. Like, yeah, we have fucking agreed to do that. And then, like, he's like, no, I meant the soffit vent. I was like, the hell you fucking meant the soffit vent? You know what I mean?
I don't know what a soffit
okay,
is.
Okay, never mind. It's basically...
I know what soffits are.
Yes.
I've worked in the home.
Exactly. I fucking got an architectural soffit vent, not a soffit fucking vent, okay?
Well, the soffits...
They cut edge vents in. They didn't need the fucking soffit vent, which is... And I wouldn't have that idea. I didn't make it up out of fucking thin air. We talked about it, which is why I paid extra for the whole fucking thing. Fuck you, Universal Windows Direct.
For those of you at home that want to know, soffits are the area under the overhang that ventilate the roof, lets the roof breathe.
Yes, or if you're have an attic at a pitch without the insulation that I do, you cut an edge vent so you don't fucking freeze out the full fucking attic, right? Mm-hmm. Which is understandable. I wanted an architectural fucking you can see where the fucking it's bowing in because it's 100-year-old wood to which we stood and took pictures of. I said, I want that replaced with fucking vinyl, not a fucking soffit vent, an actual architectural fucking soffit, which is why you asked me the same question in the fucking back, you fucking cocksucker. Anyways,
and they're into it.
They're going to fucking pay me my goddamn money or they're going to fucking do it for free for me.
Right, well, if you paid for it,
just threaten Better Business Bureau. None of them want to fuck with their rating.
Yeah, well, I'm going to. So, anyways, the roof looks nice though. The work that they did, top notch. So, if you were looking to get fucked,
no, you can't say that. They didn't do all the.
I told them that on the phone today. It's like I like the roof, but like this.
Give my soffit.
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin, right?
He punched the guy in the face.
Jesus.
Yeah,
looks like a Nazi medal on him.
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't know where the fuck he is, man. Yeah. He's 90-something, right? There's Pocahontas.
Pocahontas.
You know what? I like you.
I would fuck the shit out of Melania.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
She's hot. I've jerked off to her.
Oh, man.
I had to. She's the first lady, and there's nudes of her. It's
my duty. That's true. You know what?
If you haven't jerked out to Melania,
yeah, it's your
you
patriotic
are doing
duty as an
the
American.
Country a disservice. She's the first lady, and you can see her tits.
That's true.
What are you waiting for?
Good point.
Jerk off to the first lady.
Yeah. And the old first lady of France, Clara Bruni, top notch.
Never seen those.
She used to be she used to date Mick Jagger.
That's
which cool. means she got herpes from Mick Jagger.
Nice.
Fucking the Stones are going on tour this summer, and I'm trying to get tickets. The closest they go is Chicago, and it's going
to
be their last
Man,
tour
I
ever.
I would pay more than $50.
No way.
They're so old.
They're all going
to
die.
Go pay to see the fucking Foo Fighters. They're much more worth it.
The Who's coming to blossom this year?
Too old. Both of them.
They're all very old.
Experience.
Although, like seeing Ozzy last year was fucking cool. Like that was fun.
I'm sure Ozzy would be fun.
$50 to go do it?
No, I wouldn't pay anything to do it. It's free.
Ozzy has the worst stage presence.
Yeah,
of fucking.
I will never pay for anything like that. Like I would not pay to see anyone that old. Of course not.
I love the Stones though. They're all
gonna
die.
But you are going and seeing a shell.
Plus, I know, but it's at
Wrigley Field.
No,
Soldier
Field. It's at Soldier Field, and it's like on a weekend in the summer on a Friday. So
that's a fun trip.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's a fun trip, but the entire excursion is going to cost you like over $1,000.
No, $250 for the ticket. I'd stay with Chad.
$250 for the ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd stay with Chad. You know what I mean?
Bus there.
I'll drive.
Then you got parking in Chicago.
So
50, sucks dicks.
$50.
I'll figure that out.
Sucks a lot of dicks.
I don't give a shit.
Dude, find a you can probably find a cheap flight too.
I'm going to Austin. Did I tell you I'm going to Austin at the end of the month?
I'm going to New York. Ooh, careful. Careful. Hey. The thing's about to fall down.
No girls allowed, Uma.
I'm going to New York at the beginning of April.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I'm going to spend like 5 days there, get super famous, and come back.
Hell yeah.
Good job.
It'll work out.
What time are we at?
We're like half an hour.
Yeah.
This will be all right, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
Because I kind of want to watch this.
I got to get going. I got to get to the vape store. I'm leaving tomorrow, though, so I got to get my shit.
Where are you going?
Yeah. I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky tomorrow. And then for the rest of the weekend, I'll be going to Greensboro, North Carolina.
For what?
Comedy.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Cool.
Comedy Zone.
Nice.
I'm not mistaken. That's like their main one, right?
Mm. Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a good one. I'll be featuring there for Paramore.
Tight.
Yep.
Well, go see Kenny if you're in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Comedy Zone will headline me sooner than later, especially with they got me featuring for Drew Thomas, 419 and 420.
Oh, nice.
At the Roxino. And then me and Mike Hedder are going to co-headline the Roxino in July.
Nice. Yeah. Well, go fucking see your boy.
Let's do it.
Whoa, whoa.
All right.
Bye, boyfriends. Love you.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.